Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Wahoo! Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast and Merry Christmas. It is December 21st and we're going to be rocking through Christmas and the new year. I'll be doing a podcast this week and next week. Every Wednesday here on the internet at DougAddison.com is my website. You can follow me on social media. Facebook, The Doug Addison, then on Instagram, Twitter, and now TikTok, Doug T. Addison, and then YouTube, Doug Addison. We're just excited. Look for my daily prophetic word. You know, I was the early adapter, the first to use hashtag daily prophetic. I don't remember how long, boy. It's been a while since I've been doing the daily prophetic. You can get it delivered to your email box. Go to my website, DougAddison.com as well. Hey, stay tuned. Until the end, I'm going to tell you how you get 50% off all my products. Merry Christmas. But you'll want to check out as well what the Lord is doing. And this week, because of Christmas, it's a special celebration. And actually, I've got communion here. Someone remind me. I'm going to put it up here. I got some communion. And communion, I tell you, it's a powerful time right now. The Lord is moving in power. Lord, we pray for the release, the goodness of the Lord. I felt like that's a gift right now. This Christmas, the Lord says, I've got new gifts for you. And I want you to get your hopes up. And we are going to jump into things right now in Jesus' name. Well, you know, there's a special timing being released from heaven right now, from the Lord. The Lord is speaking things over you right now. I keep hearing the fullness of time has come. That's a Bible verse, actually. It was in Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son Jesus. Well, the fullness of time is here. Something, we're about to birth something new, I tell you. That's why we're in the process of birthing. So it might feel, you know, birth pains and painful, but there's going to be joy. We're going to jump into joy for the new year. And there is something powerful when we align with the timing of the Lord. The timing and the season, especially Christmas and the end of the year. You know, what better time to align? It's a best time to align. It's time to align. I kept hearing the Lord say this. He goes, I'm going to do a strange work. Now, Isaiah 28:21 basically says, I'm going to do a strange work, which means that he's going to do something new out of the blue that I'm not meaning to arrive here or anything like this, you know, but he's going to do something new out of the blue. He's going to do a strange work that's going to result in a blessing. Now, don't freak out over it. This is good. This is a good thing. He's going to do something that might not be clear right now, but in the coming days, it's going to start making sense. So Jeremiah 23:20, I love this one. In the days to come, you will understand it clearly. That's what he's saying. You're going to understand some things more clearly in the days to come. Now, I'm recording this a little bit in advance. I don't know. He said, I trust the Lord. I tell you, I've never felt more joyous, and the healing of the Lord is here. The gift of God that he has for you this Christmas, and you can get this anytime, of course, because God created time. He created the internet. You know, everything is created through him and for his glory. You know, we want to just press in right now and take this. And here's the encouraging word that the Lord told me. He said, not ahead, not behind, but right on time. Not ahead, not behind, but right on time. I heard the Lord say that I'm going to do something new at the Christmas season. And whenever you listen to this, you know, that you can just pick this up. But I believe that there's a shift. You're going to go back and go, oh, you're right. Wow. It's going to shift you into 2023. He's going to shift you into 2023. Don't listen to the negative reports right now. The Lord's moving. We might have to walk through, you know, I've been speaking peace to my storm. You could actually just walk through it. There's a breakthrough and major changes in the spiritual season that's starting at Christmas time, and it's going to progress. Heard the Lord say, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2, that's because some old things need to die away as we enter into the new. Old things need to die away as we enter into the new. Don't freak out over this. Just let the Lord move on you. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 says, there's a time for everything. There's a season for every activity under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die. Now, I'm not saying you're going to die for crying out loud. I'm just saying it's time to be born. Remember I said the pregnancy is here? We're going to birth some new things. We're going to die to some old things. It's going to be different for each person. But the Lord is causing the old to die away. And He's going to use this to bring new life. We've been in a pruning time. So, you know, it's going to set you up for this coming season. The Lord is going to bring clarity. He's going to bring greater understanding in the days to come and the weeks to come, really. The key right now is to trust the Lord no matter what happens, no matter how it looks. Hey, let me say that again. Why don't you underline that virtually? The key right now is to trust the Lord no matter how it looks or what happens. He's with you. Do not be discouraged when things look strange. He's going to shift some things around. Don't be discouraged. I just tell you, let's just stay together. You can hang out with us every week. You know, things are going to now start to move quickly. And there's sudden acceleration. My favorite in the Message Bible, one of my favorite verses is Amos 9:13 about acceleration. Yes, indeed, it won't be long. God decrees things are going to happen so fast your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up even if something has never happened before. God's going to shift some things into your blessing right now. Now, I'm prophesying this last part, but there's going to be blessings flowing out of what looks bad. Do not be discouraged. Blessings are going to flow. It's His promise to you. Now, we've already seen some stuff, you know, with the pandemic and all the violence and stuff, but I tell you that people come up to me all the time that see me live now, or they see me, you know, out shopping or in a church. They just say, thank you so much, Doug Addison at Light Connection. You've got me through a hard time. And we are going to, I tell you, we're going to walk through this time together. We're going to get through some things. The key, again, here's another key, is to stay at peace. The key is to stay at peace. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, submit or acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Now just trust Him, and just walk forward. Here's what I do. Every day, I just say, Lord, what do you want me to do today? You know, and I do what I only want to see the Father doing, and I keep moving forward. Some days, I got to speak to the storm, and it will calm down. Other days, I got to walk in the eye of the storm. Yeah, I'm just going to say, the Lord is moving right now. There's no formula, but there are some keys. Trust the Lord. Stay at peace. This is some of the gifts that He has for you under the tree this year. And God has not forgotten you. You know, as you move forward, you're going to see some things of your soul drop off. You're going to start seeing some things that you've been struggling with. I always tell people, do not give up. Do not disconnect from the Lord. Keep coming back. Keep coming back, even if you're struggling. The Lord's going to shift some things over you. The Lord is, He is right now. He's removing confusion. He's removing panic and fear. He's removing depression and anxiety off of people. He's moving right now in a mighty way. So watch for Him and cry out what you need. Whatever it is you need, especially at the Christmas time, you want to do that. There's new power for you. And that's Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I tell you, I've been soaking in this verse because it's so powerful. He'll tell me this, Isaiah 40, 31. He'll say, wait here. Those who wait on the Lord. And so I'll just sit down. We'll need to be going somewhere, and I'm sitting worshiping on a YouTube video show. What are you doing? I go, well, this is Isaiah 40, 31. The Lord said to wait. So it might be 30 seconds. I'm waiting. My strength gets renewed. Then we can mount up on wings like eagles. That's usually at the end. But you can then walk and not be weary. You can run and not be faint. I had that backwards. You will run and not be weary, and you will walk and not be faint. See, these things are interchangeable. All of this, the Lord will just tell me. He goes, run out of the car right now. That's what this is. He goes, run over there. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to literally do it, but you're going to mount up on wings like eagles. The Lord's releasing an anointing to walk in peace. He tells me all the time, walk at the speed of peace. And I know what he means when he says that. He goes, move at the speed of peace. And you pick your peace. There's a bunch of it. There's a peace that surpasses all understanding. There's peace, be still to the storm. There's so much peace. The Lord said, pick your peace and walk in it. There's words, take some Bible verses on peace. And then as we do this, the Lord is going to continue and renew your strength. You know, I've been experiencing this in my own life. I've got a list of healings. This lady saw me at church. Yeah, I was at a church just visiting, worshiping the Lord. And she came up and said, thank you so much for your healing. I go, which one? For my healing testimony, it was like I have a list of them. Praise God. When you have to pick a list, you know, off of a list that you've been walking through so much healing. Thank you, Lord. I pray that that would be contagious. If you want to catch something, it's healing. Yeah, and hope. The grace of the Lord is going to be a fountain of refreshment. This is how I get it. I take communion. I soak in the Word. I soak in with other people. You know, I just or there's other times I'll just take a power, a power walk or a power time. There's just different times and different moments. But right now, Psalm 86, 16 and 17. Psalm 86, 16 and 17 in the Passion Translation. One of my favorite verses is the Lord says to you, bring to me your grace fountain so that your strength becomes mine. Wow. Did you get the strength of the Lord and be my hero and rescue me from this time? And we're asking right now, as in this verse says, give me a miraculous sign to show me how much you love me. That's Psalm 86, 17. I might not have quoted it properly because I have it in front of me, but I saw the Lord. I'm prophesying it. I started to proclaim in the middle of this verse some things I saw over people just now. That's called the seer gift. Psalm 86, 16 and 17, the Passion Translation. Send me a miraculous sign that I know that you're with me, basically. So we're going to ask the Lord for the fountain of refreshment and His true living water. We're going to ask the Lord for a sign. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, that if you don't see something, that He doesn't love you, by the way. But you're going to see something, anything. You know, He's going to shift some things over you right now. And so this is going to be a good time to finish the work that He's started in you. He will indeed finish the work. And you can stand in the midst of the storm. You can sit in His presence. You can take a few minutes in the grace fountain. I've been giving you some tools here for Christmas. Oh, my goodness, some tools. You can use all of these things. Listen to this again. Listen to my podcast again. Write these verses down. There's a spiritual oasis that you can sit at. You know, it's the Lord. It's Psalm 86, different verses. Take communion. Get ready to take communion, by the way. We're going to take it here. I'm ready right now, but the Lord's moving. He said this. He said, also, ask to see what I will do. Ask me to see what I will do. Whether you see or hear, it doesn't matter. Ask for a Bible verse. Ask for a dream. Ask for the Lord to speak to you. It might be in a song. I tell you, he's just speaking all the time. So keep moving forward is another sign for you. Keep moving forward. Don't sit down. Don't get depressed. Don't get pulled back down. Get up right now and keep moving forward. Philippians 3:12-13, I press on, Paul says, to take hold of that which Christ has called me to. But one thing I do in verse 13, forgetting what is behind, and I press forward, I move ahead. This is what you got to do. That's how I've gotten out of my, I've gotten healed of a lot of things, even some big diseases, Huntington's disease. We're still working on getting that testimony, and get different things. I got healed of Lyme disease. I got healed of chemical sensitivity, really bad allergies. My eyesight's gotten better. My hearing has gotten better. I'm just saying, this is what you need to get a hold of. And you know how a lot of this had to do with the word of the Lord. You know, I did some other things, of course, but I aligned with the word of the Lord and I started using communion. So remember, not ahead, not behind, but right on time. The Lord is moving right now. Lord, we come into agreement with this special Christmas word. And I got the body and the blood of Jesus. Some people say to me, what's this thing about taking communion every day? I go, I take communion a lot. You know, like maybe you pop vitamin C sometimes when you get sick. I pop communion. I'm pumping out communion as much as possible right now. I don't always. Normally, it's a few times a day. Normally, it was once or twice, you know. So I take the body and the blood of Jesus right now. And we just say, Lord, will you move this Christmas? Will you open up our ability to hear your voice? Will you open up the joy, the peace that surpasses all understanding? Will you make a way where it seems like no way? And as we're moving forward, we pray for healing. We pray for finances. We pray to be debt free. We pray, Lord, that you would send us encouragement in the name of Jesus Christ, the true Yeshua of Nazareth. The body and the blood of Jesus. Now, you don't have to take communion all the time, but hey, it wouldn't hurt. My goodness, it's the body and blood of Jesus. And I'm just saying, it's another thing that you want to get contagious is healing and communion and Bible verses and decrees. It's so, so powerful. Well, hey, Merry Christmas. I just said, stay tuned here, even right now. I'm going to show you how to get 50% off of everything that we have. It's going to be here shortly. But first, we have a new offer. My team has been so good about this. How to hear God for your new year and beyond. That particular one is DougAddison.com/hear23. Now, hold on. There's still a 50% off sale going on here. But we put together this bundle, how to transform your Bible into a prophetic roadmap. These are some of my best and my favorite. I helped the team. We worked it out together to pull together three of my favorite two-hour trainings that I've done online. And one of them is how to get ready to hear for the new year, how to grow in prophetic wisdom, discernment and understanding, and how to discern God's voice. I tell you, you can tell the difference between the enemy God and yourself. So that one is, it's normally $111 for all three, but we're going to put double grace on this. We're going to, it's only $49, DougAddison.com/hear23, but wait just a minute. I still got the 50% off coming. Don't go anywhere. Well, I've been doing the breakout blessing every week because the Lord has told us. Linda and I, we've been married, my lovely wife. We came together for the purposes of the kingdom of God. We've been married 27 years. In December, we celebrated. Hey, if you want to help us right now, we have really just sown and sown and sown into the kingdom. This last 7 years, we've been on a special assignment, and we need to break out of the old and break through to the new. So if you go to DougEdison.com/breakout, and if you give anything, that you can't mess up with this. If you give anything, we'll give you one of my trainings on how to get your financial breakthrough. And then if you give over $100, you get a pack of both of them, how to restore your financial future book and how to open the heavens over your finances. I might be getting the titles wrong, but in other words, give anything, you get one of my two-hour trainings. That will shift the finances over you. That will show you beyond how to get out of debt. If you give over $100, then you get the download for the full, get the financial breakthrough. But wait a minute, there's more. It's the Christmas sale. December, hey, right now. We were going to start this later. I told the team, let's just crank it up right now, December 21st. It starts right now. Go to DougAddison.com/Christmas, and we'll give you the, I don't know if we're going to be using a code, but there is DougAddison.com/Christmas. And 50% off of everything, my books, my training, I think it's got everything in there. It's going to be running to January 2nd, so you can get your breakthrough. Maybe you need to write a book. I've got Write Your Book Now. I've got, I got all kinds of stuff. The Lord is moving right now. I'm so excited. Don't forget about the breakout blessing as well. And Merry Christmas, folks. We really love you here at InLight Connection, and we can't do what we do without you. We thank you for our partners and those who pray with us, too. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. I pray that this blessing would overflow to those listening to me now. In the name of Yeshua. Hey, check out next week. I'll be doing the breakout time or how to break through for the new year next week on Spirit Connection Podcast. See you then.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.